Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Today is the 19th of January, the 19th day of 2026, and we are looking forward to the 346 days ahead of us on our journey to 2027. Once upon a time, many of us used to hold on to things, scraps of this, bits of that. Having something right handy was preferable to going somewhere to spend money on new material that one only needed a small piece of. Sometimes, however, we become foolishly wasteful in the name of tidiness, forgetting about the distortion inherent in such concepts as out of sight, out of mind. When out of sight requires eventual disposal into a landfill, for example, we may have accomplished a semblance of neatness in the immediate vicinity of our home, but we have created an issue elsewhere on our planet. Whether near or far is irrelevant. Beings of similar ilk tend to congregate with one another. Years worth of investing myself into projects of diverse and sundry size and duration have shown me the ready rewards of holding on to all sorts of hardware and materials left over from completed jobs. Not only have those nuts, bolts, screws, washers, nails, roofing products, lumber scraps already been paid for, but they are readily available as well. No transportation necessary. No surprise, then, that I associate with lots of folks who feel the same way about the 10,000 things. This past week, I rode one of my motorcycles from Orono down to Falmouth, Maine, to have the bike modestly serviced, which required my removing the saddlebags and tail bag so that Gary and Steve, the mechanics, could easily access the entire bike. After they had completed their tasks, I noticed while reinstalling the bike's luggage that the rear bottom of the starboard saddlebag showed signs of being scorched slightly by the hot exhaust emitted from the tailpipe of the bike's muffler. Within moments, I had an aha moment. Ask my friend, the shop owner, Duane, whether he might have a small piece of sheet metal lying around, had that request answered, cut an inch-wide, 5-inch-long strip from a scrap of galvanized drip edge, pop-riveted that strip to the bottom of the saddlebag, and voila, I had a heat shield. Then I resumed the process of reinstalling my motorcycle's luggage and rode back north, headed for my home in Orono. A micro-project such as that makes me feel about as much like a kid as a septuagenarian can. Megan O'Rourke has a few things to say about children in her poem, Changing Table. The thing about children is they disappear. They disappear as they appear. More themselves, less yours. Here the baby is on the table, kicking his silken, pillowy legs, looking you in the eyes, squirming, farting, smiling. Their past, leaving them for good, is evermore with you. A kind of distributed emptiness fills the rooms where they used to coo and call, Ma, Ma, Ma. Bins of plush, sticky animals, a grimy wooden stove, silence where the current of play once flowed. Now I hear traffic streaming into the future, and the lost birds, the cardinal, and the mourning dove, too. For every day we celebrate the beginning of new lives and find some comfort in our hope for the future. Among the abundantly famous birthdays today are those of James Watt, Auguste Comte, Robert E. Lee, Edgar Allan Poe, Henry Bessemer, Paul Cézanne, Matthew Webb, Anne Humert, Minnesota Fats, Gene Stapleton, Tippi Hedren, Robert McNeil, Phil Everly, Shelley Fabre, Janis Joplin, Dolly Parton, Robert Palmer, Katie Segal, Al Joyner, and Jody Sweetin. And of noteworthy historical significance, today in 1853, Giuseppe Verdi's opera Il Trovatore premiered in Rome. And today in 1966, Indira Gandhi became India's first female prime minister. Heavenward just after sunset tonight, tomorrow night, and the night after next, our waxing crescent moon will hang low in the southwestern sky. And on Thursday evening, our moon will keep company with the steady golden planet Saturn. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise, welcoming this fifth full week of winter, the third full week of 2026, and wishing everyone all the best for this Martin Luther King Day. Keep the faith.